This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. One of perhaps a lot of people's two favorite times of year is coming up this weekend, and those two, of course, might be the annual book sales at the Galesburg Public Library. And this weekend is going to kick off an important week for the library. So we'll talk about all that with the new director of the Galesburg Public Library, Noelle Thompson, and Christine Sackey is the secretary of the Friends of the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks to you both for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Noelle, I'll start with you here for a minute or two. You've been at your desk a couple of months now. How are things going? How are you settling in?
I'm having a blast. It's just kind of a dream come true. I pinch myself every morning that I get to come to a place that I love and I'm so passionate about, and we're loving being back in the community as well.
I don't hear that enough about, we talk for other various reasons on our program about people who for some reason are being encouraged one reason or another to leave Galesburg mm-hmm. once they graduate college or for jobs and things like that, but it sounds like you're saying you actually wanted to come back at some point.
Absolutely. We love what's happening in the community. We love some of the opportunities to be exposed to more art and more diversity and more cultural growth for our kids. We just want to raise our kids here, and our families here, our friends are here, and we're excited about the direction that Galesburg's heading in.
I recall talking to you when it was announced that you'd be hired and saying mm-hmm. you didn't see having to make any major changes right away, just kind of getting comfortable and familiar with things. Do you still see things that way so far?
Yeah, I'm still working on learning. That's mm-hmm. my main focus right now. The staff that have been there for some of them decades, they know a lot more than I do, and I'm still learning from them and valuing their experience. And also our friends of the library and our library board, learning what they have experienced, what they've learning from the mistakes that, other staff members have made in the past, and hopefully moving forward there.
Christine, how long have you been involved in the Friends of the Library?
A little over a year now.
What led you to be involved?
I joined as soon as I moved to town because I always buy a membership in the Friends of the Library wherever I live.
Great. That's fantastic. So since you've been around this the place for a year, what makes the library, from your perspective, vibrant and continue to be appealing and as strong as our library is here?
We have very wonderful librarians. They're friendly and knowledgeable and helpful. And the library itself has so many programs going on that you can, things to do. Book clubs and arts and crafts things going on and, all kinds of stuff.
Noelle, you're going to have to remember what she just said when you do employee reviews, if you do those, for sure.
Oh, I've never met anybody at the library who is less than helpful and cheerful.
That's wonderful. Hear that, Noelle?
They're pretty incredible. Yes, I agree.
And the Friends of the Library are just a group of volunteers who are passionate about reading and about the library and want to help the library be better.
I didn't realize, I guess maybe because I've always associated a library with having an organization like the Friends, but the one here was established in 1984. That's a long time, but I guess mm-hmm. maybe in my thinking, maybe not as long as I think it should be.
I don't know how what they did before then, because we rely so much on our friends, one, for fundraising opportunities. I mean, we couldn't exercise the kind of summer reading programs that we do without our friends. We couldn't offer all of the advanced technology that we offer without our friends. But then also just the support and the morale boosters that they offer, that they give to the staff. They're really vital to our success. So I don't know what they did for the years before then, but I'm so grateful that I'm at a time when we have an active friends group.
Christine, your perspective on that?
We're like the cheerleaders of the library.
That
they're cheering them on. And also, the money we raise helps them expand their programs beyond what their budget would allow.
And you really get a lot of money out of these book sales that you're able to in turn give back to the library at some point, right?
We donate money that goes for things like books for the book club so they don't have to buy their own books. Mm-hmm. Through things like we bought new chairs for the reading room where the children go to hear stories and a bubble machine that I hear is very popular with them.
Well, there's the taxpayer advocate side of me that would wonder why my tax dollars would be going to a bubble machine. So it's good that the dollars from the book sale are instead
yes,
going to.
Yes,
we also helped you came after a story time and saw some 3-year-olds. I don't know if you've ever seen a 3-year-old with a bubble machine, but there's joy in the world.
Yes. That's true. So I'm only slightly kidding about what I said there.
But we also help adults because we help pay for the expanded Wi-Fi. So if you ever come to the library and use the free Wi-Fi, thank the friends.
Yeah, that's fantastic for sure. So the next book sale is starting this weekend.
Yeah, Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It is a Friends preview. So Friends members will get in free. If you're not a member, there's just a $5 admission to get the preview. And then Saturday, 9 to 4, it's open to everyone.
Okay.
And Monday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's our $3 bag sale. So we hope to get rid of everything.
And we give you the bag at the door. You don't have to bring your own. We have them there.
Ah, fantastic. And that's up in the Sanderson room, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
And there's an elevator, so it's easy to get to.
So, Noelle, I think we established that that the money goes to a lot of important things, whether people may really think they're important or not, I guess. But what's kind of do you have ideas in mind when you get this money from the Friends of what you'd like to do with it, especially going forward here?
Great question. So we are always looking to advance our technology so that we can stay current and we can offer the best equipment for our patrons. Because not everybody was able to access those things on their own. So they depend on the library. We're always looking for new opportunities to provide, equipment and materials for our children and teens, especially those with diverse needs. We want to make sure that we're meeting everybody's needs. So whether that means toys and furniture that meet those needs, whether that means, equipment or materials that represent different demographics. So there's kind of a wide array of needs that we have that the Friends are going to fulfill.
Christine, do there get to be among the members of the Friends discussions, I guess, about how to go about this, or are there differing opinions on what the library, or do you say, well, I think we can afford it, let's do it?
Well, we raise the funds, and the library presents a list every quarter, I think it is, of things that they would like to spend money for that they don't have the funds for, and we vote to fund them, and so far, our fundraising has always raised the funds to fund everything they need to do that's extra.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And our book sale is our main fundraiser.
I can't imagine you'd ever possibly want to say no to something that the library wanted purchased, right?
Very rarely have we had a disagreement on anything.
Before I run out of time, I've almost completely neglected to mention why this is so important, at least from another perspective. It's because that next week, starting Sunday, is National Friends of the Library Week.
Yay!
Talk a bit about that.
Yes. What a great time to get involved and to join the Friends. We'll be supporting and celebrating and promoting our Friends all week next week. If you're not a friend of the library, come in and talk to us there. Our annual dues, the $15 is about the going rate, although there are discounts for students and seniors and families. And any way that you are interested in giving back, if you have talents and skills or an interest in serving the library, there will be a way to do that through the Friends.
There are many ways to get involved. People donate the books that we sell at the book sale, and there's a group that comes in to sort through those every week.
Are they mostly donated books, or are they books that the library's discarded, or a combination of
the
two?
No, they're all donations.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fantastic. Yeah. So I imagine, I was going to say, having worked in a library a very long time ago, I couldn't imagine the painstakingness there must be sometimes in having to discard books, Noelle.
It is, but it's such an important part of what we do because, we treat our shelves as prime real estate, and we want to make sure that we get the ideal item on the shelf. So if that means we've got to take something out that nobody's wanting and replace it with something that will actually be useful for people, in the big picture is that that's always a positive thing.
I should go back real quickly. And Christine, if someone wants to become a member of the Friends, they can just probably, contact one of you or go to the website, right?
They can just go to the desk in the library and get the form. If they come to the book sale, they can buy a membership right there.
All right. Once again, then, the fall book sale for the Friends of the Galesburg Public Library is Friday, Saturday, and Monday. You can find out more, again, on the community events page of WGIL.com. Christine Sackey, Secretary of the Friends of the Galesburg Public Library, and Noelle Thompson, the Director of the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks again for coming in, and thanks for all you all are doing for the community.
Thanks for having us.
Stay tuned. Sports and Kim Komando coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.